The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Fine Gael is tabling a bill that would remove some barriers to installing more CCTV cameras around Dublin. Speaking on News Talk Breakfast this morning, James Gagan, Fine Gael TD for Dublin Bay South, said it would be helpful in areas that have a high prevalence of crime, along with aiding Garda investigations. Dublin has one of the lowest levels of CCTV cameras in Europe, with just over 200 cameras operated by the guards around the city. So is it time to follow in the footsteps of other European cities and our European partners? For more on this, I'm joined now by Declan Power, Security and Defence Analyst, and Dr. Elizabeth Farries, Director of UCD Centre for Digital Policy. Good evening to you both. Declan, I'll come to you first. Is it time to up our level of CCTV, up our level of surveillance on our streets?
Well, I would certainly want to see it brought into line with whatever the standard norm is within our European partners' counterparts. But also, I'd like to, if it was being done, I'd like to have it hibernicized, if you like, that it would be according to our needs. It's not so much about the number of them of cameras. It's what we do with them, I suppose, as well. You know, I would liken this as something similar to the new development of the Garda Síochána, where officers now can wear body cams.
Sure.
So there's. I think what it can do, it doesn't replace, but what it can do is ensure that there is an eye on the street, that if somebody is assaulted, there is more likely to be evidence that can make that a smoother process, especially if that assault is of, shall we say, a sexual nature, where we've heard before of the difficulties that that women are often put through in the court process. Also, I think as it's publicised more, people are less likely to engage in antisocial activity. Then there is the broader aspect in terms of people who are intent on nefarious activity for either terrorist or organised crime purposes. It makes it much harder for them to engage in the process that specialist officers in units who surveil them would realise if they're preparing for an action, if they're engaging in reconnaissance or anything like that, because you can study patterns when you've got the footage. From a privacy point of view, I completely understand that people may have concerns about that, and I think it's right and proper that it be discussed and debated. Personally speaking, when it comes to privacy, I think my concern is much more about the social media intrusion into our lives, where we have no control over that. CCTV, if it's been used, there would be strict rules, regulations, even legislative adjustments for something like that, and you know what you're dealing with. And so my concerns are less of a high level about that.
All right, let me bring in Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you heard what Declan had to say, and we are out of line with other European capitals. For example, in London, there is a camera for every 10 to 13 residents. That's the level of surveillance that they have in their city. We have one for every 6,000. So it is quite dissimilar here. And you heard what Declan had to say about maybe reducing the likelihood of violent crime, terror attacks, and indeed preventing some things happening just because of people being aware of it. What's your take on it all?
Oh my goodness. Well, first, thanks for having me. And second, I hadn't heard that stat that there is a ratio of what did you say, 1 to 13 cameras to people?
That's in London. This is James Gagan. James Gagan, our minister, said this earlier. He said one camera in London for every 10 to 13 residents, one camera in Dublin for every 6,000 people living in Dublin City.
I mean, personally, I don't see how a camera for every 10 to 13 people is a desirable outcome. I don't see how politicians in the UK who are currently pushing for a panopticon, this hyper-surveillance mechanism, is something that Ireland would want to replicate. But from a privacy perspective, from a data perspective, data protection perspective, the proposal from the TD raises familiar but really important issues. And you'll see that the TD has framed the importance of removing red tape in order to roll out these cameras. And that removal of red tape is doing a lot of work here because it risks obscuring these really important EU legal safeguards that aren't in London, that exists precisely because CCTV is a form of systemic public surveillance. So what's described here as an administrative burden is, in practice, the necessary compliance with EU data protection law, particularly under the GDPR and the Irish Data Protection Act. And Ireland should be proud of the gold standard that Europe sets here relative to other countries. These data protection and privacy requirements require, as Declan has said, a clear legal basis, retention limits and oversights. And these aren't optional hurdles to be dismissed as red tape.
Okay. But with regard, you're saying that's the EU protecting us, but within the EU, Paris, for example, has a ratio of cameras to one to every 1,000. That's not nearly as high, obviously, as the UK, but one to every 1,000 residents. That's still six times higher than we have in Dublin.
Yeah, and that's a good point. And so we need to look at this contextually as well. And we have to ask, are we safer under increasing surveillance from things like CCTV? Because there's a lot of assumptions that the TD is exercising about the ability of CCTV to actually reduce crime, specifically here in Ireland. He's assuming that CCTV will reduce crime, but mm-hmm. the evidence there is empirically mixed. And I think anyone sort of walking around, you know, the town center, I mean, we've had significant surveillance rolled out in a concentrated way in the last 10 years. But does Dublin feel safer? Do people feel that there is reduced crime?
Our level is quite low, so I'm not sure. A text has come in. I should just put it to you, Elizabeth. I live in a major US city. The police rolled out a range of very visible outdoor CCTV units, which had police logos and big blue lights. They were in parks, walkways and civic areas. They were amazing. And people were begging for them to be added to their local areas because they felt safer and it was a big deterrent on crime. That's just a text. It's not obviously evidence. It's an anecdote. But
I'm so grateful to the texter from raising the United States example, because the United States in particular is at risk of what's referred to as function creep and infrastructure expansion. Now, RTD hasn't said that facial recognition is currently envisioned, but building out CCTV infrastructure creates the technical and political conditions for future expansion, a classic function creep risk. And systems introduced for narrow crime prevention purposes can later be repurposed for tracking, for analytics, for integration with other
data sets. So you're saying the evidence isn't
there? The United States is doing that right now with ICE. They are repurposing legal surveillance systems for the disproportionate targeting of certain populations. And I would hate to see Ireland repeat that.
Let me bring Declan in. Declan, if you'd address some of the points about maybe the evidence not being there for crime deterrent or for crime prevention, etc.
No, I think we're getting a bit, you know, we're jumping off island. And I think that's often a mistake. And comparing the US, which is a much bigger beast, different set of tactical and strategic realities. If I could bring it back down to brass tacks, what we do know is that more officers on the street reduces the criminal activity, and also makes people feel safer. There has been a new initiative rolled out in parts of Dublin of high visible policing. Now, we also know Garda Síochána is stretched with regards to resources. We know that Ballymun in particular has been looking for this high visibility policing strategy to be applied there. CCTV is not the answer, but it is a tool that can give policing in Ireland, if we hibernicise it, a set of answers, a set of responses.
And when you say hibernicise it, Declan, just for listeners, if you would explain what you mean by hibernicise it.
What I mean is that we don't look at it in isolation, as I think we might be doing when we look at how it worked in other jurisdictions. Other jurisdictions, we can learn from that, but then we apply it in a way that's part of an overall Irish-based operational policing system that our Garda Síochána and our judiciary would harness this for our usage. Now, well, I go back to a simple example of this is the high visibility policing scheme can only be done in certain parts of the city. If we were to bring enhanced CCTV into this equation, then we could probably ensure that there would be more boots on the ground in areas that have a higher criminal profile. Those that have a lower one could probably be serviced a little bit more.
So Declan, are you
CCTV.
Saying that CCTV is sort of like an extra set of eyes on the street in addition to guards, and where we haven't got the ability to have high level, high visibility policing, we have this as a kind of a fallback?
Yeah. Sure, we can't have officers everywhere.
Okay.
But also, you can have officers diverted according to intelligence being gathered from CCTV. You could probably use CCTV in such a way as to divert the kinds of riots that we saw in November 23.
Okay.
I would also add, when I said hibernicize, what I meant, and the previous speaker, we were talking about Europe, I'm not suggesting, and in fairness, I don't think the government are either, that getting rid of red tape, this country often has an awful lot of red tape that has to be plowed through to get to do some basic things. The body cam cameras that officers wear now took a long time for us to get there because of that kind of red tape. However, nobody's suggesting that we act in a way different to our European Union neighbours, that this would be within the realm of European Union law. And what I would say is that we make it fit for purpose for Irish law.
Okay.
Not that we do something that becomes a big brother.
Let me bring Elizabeth back in. Elizabeth, do you accept what Declan is saying, that like many people would like to see more high visibility policing of our streets to prevent crime, etc., but in the absence of that, because maybe we don't have the manpower, that additional CCTV is sort of an extra set of eyes that would allow, I suppose, better distribution of resources and maybe give people some kind of sense of security in the absence of a guard?
Well, I'm grateful to Declan for highlighting the importance of community policing. I'm grateful to Declan for highlighting the importance of adequate analysis to make sure that this is, in fact, the best fit for Ireland, because privacy law requires surveillance technology to be sort of the least intrusive means available. Surveillance needs to meet strict necessity and proportionality tests. And so the question is always, you know, within a country and within specific areas of a country, are there less intrusive measures that could achieve the same aim? And, you know, even basic lighting is one example. And I think community policing is the really important intervention that people lose sight of when shiny new toys are made available. And what about the question of social intervention? Like, what are the drivers of crimes and how are they being addressed? We're seeing increased poverty. We're seeing increased housing crisis all the time. And without this adequate consultation and analysis, the expansion of CCTV risks being disproportionate under both GDPR and human rights law. Because we have to think ultimately who is harmed by increased surveillance in high crime areas. That often maps onto socioeconomically disadvantaged or marginalized communities. It raises concerns about unequal surveillance burdens, potential chilling effects on everyday activities such as expression or, you know, shopping or going to events. And over time, slowly, sort of inexorably, in a way that's almost invisible, this can really reshape how public space is used and experienced. And I don't think Ireland wants to lose that valuable space.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave that there, but I'm very appreciative to both of you for coming on and sharing your views. That is Declan Power, their security and defence analyst, and Dr. Elizabeth Farries, director at UCD Centre for Digital Policy. Love to know what people out there think about this. There is a debate between privacy and security, for sure. There is an 087 1400 106 at the WhatsApp. People are texting, Shane.
Yeah, having been in a few surveillance states, I actually like being in Ireland where there's so much less even intrusion, says Dee.
Yeah, and someone else says, it would be helpful to point out to your listeners that the UK is an outlier in terms of CC coverage and has been for the last 30 years. Granted, countries like China are in a different league altogether. To me, this is just an opinion. I don't make up the rules, but I think I wouldn't mind additional CCTV. I don't intend to commit a crime. I don't intend to harm anybody. But if I was the victim of one, I would like to think that it might be caught on film and I would have a greater chance perhaps of success in getting justice if I was the victim of a crime.
I don't disagree with you. I think there are concerns as to how that footage may be used.
And sure, and privacy versus security is a real debate.
If you're from a minority grouping, for example, you know, is there a higher likelihood that that surveillance could be used negatively and unfairly against you? And I think there are some suggestions.
To do with facial recognition, that they were saying some of the software used was inadequate to deal with people from different ethnic backgrounds. And I think that's a separate issue. But the question of whether or not we should have more CCTV on the streets, I'd love to know what people do think. I'm kind of in favour of it, but I don't necessarily think that's going to be...
All right,
everyone's thoughts.
087-1400-106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.